You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw,
who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
Hey guys, this is Heaton and Steli. Today we're going to talk about advice on it. We're going to give advice on advice.
Yep.
Why? Why do we want to talk about this?
I think we both give a lot of advice.
That's true.
And we probably also get a lot of advice, just like everybody else.
Yes.
So in my experience, you and I have a very similar approach to giving advice. I think our styles are different,
yeah,
for sure. You're really loud and kind of aggressive.
You're kind of like timid.
I'm probably meaner than you. But yeah, so I think we have a similar approach and different styles. And so you're one of the few people that I can talk to about this and feel like I'm not going to pull my hair out.
All right, let's talk about it. I mean, I totally agree. From my perspective, yes, I do give a lot of advice. I ask for a lot of advice.
Yeah.
And once you do that for a long time, you kind of figure out, A, you get better at it, hopefully, but also you figure out what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, and it's a two-way street.
Yeah. All right, let's start with that. Why is it a two-way street? What makes it a two-way street? How do you think about it?
Yeah, my take on that part of it is that the onus is on both parties to figure out how to give advice or how to give and receive advice. So it has everything to do with how you ask for advice as well as how the other person approaches giving you advice. And depending on what you actually want to get advice on, you might, and who you're talking to, you might have a different approach. So I have opinions what I think are bad approaches. I'm sure you might. And I've got opinions on what I think are good approaches. But the short of it is it's a two-way street.
Let's break this up into bad and then good.
Awesome.
How not to give and take advice. Do you want to do both sides of it or just one, giving advice or taking it? All right,
think both.
All right, let's talk about
that.
What are the no-nos? How do you give bad advice? Let's start with that and then how do you get
I'll start with
advice?
One and right. You can go to another go bad back. Advice.
Yeah.
So the one that I is a pet peeve of mine, which is bad advice, has to do with the person asking for advice and the way they ask it. A lot of times people will ask me, for example, I started a company called Kissmetrics. So they'll ask me, hey, when you started Kissmetrics, how did you think about raising money? And I think that's an awful way to start because you're asking me a question that's a historical question about facts or truth about what I did. But really, you're trying to figure out, in that example, I'd flip it on you and say, oh, are you considering raising money? Well, tell me about that instead of telling them about my experience. Because really, they want my help to think about their problem, not to learn about what I did. Because they can learn about that in a lot of ways. And so that's not the most effective use of both of our times, in my opinion. Yeah. It's also not the best way to give advice, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's awesome. That plays into something, you know, that I'm thinking a lot about or something that irritates me a little bit, which is, you know, when you ask for advice, the question is, do you really ask for inspiration? Do you really ask for, like, because we all know that there's things we do that feel like the actual thing, but are not the thing. Like, it's like masturbating versus making love to somebody, right?
Yeah, big difference.
Big difference. It's kind of, it has some similar attributes to it, but it's not the same fucking thing.
No.
And with a lot of times when people come and ask for advice from me, I can sense sometimes the pleasure they're taking in hearing me talk about something inspirationally that makes them feel like we've now accomplished something, although nothing is accomplished yet and they won't do anything.
Do you like giving that kind of advice?
No.
Neither do I.
No.
I don't even entertain it.
No.
If somebody is in that mode,
yeah,
I generally try to get them out of the mode or just attack them, to be honest. That's what I do.
Yeah. I mean, and this points to a mistake I think that a lot of people make when seeking advice or also giving it is I always say the most effective you want to get advice from somebody that's one step ahead of you. You want to give advice to somebody that's one step behind you. Because that's the most actionable advice. You just lived this issue 6 months ago. So when you talk about it, it's both still timely. You know, your ideas are much fresher. Your experience is much more kind of relevant in the context of what's happening today. And you can relate.
Yeah.
Versus if you ask somebody, hey, 10 years ago when you did this, how did you... That's now more history, entertainment. Yeah. I'm interested in that, but sure. more of chit-chat, like, oh, I'm curious about this. I want to be entertained.
But that's not advice.
But that's not advice. Like, what you did 10 years ago is not really going to translate into what I need to do today.
That's right.
And also, when giving advice, the people that can take, usually that get the most out of the advice that I give are people that are just a little behind me. Like, their company is 6 to 12 months behind the transition I just made, and they're looking for a way to make that next step.
Yep.
So now when those two sides meet, real things can happen and advice can really be truly valuable and actionable. Versus if you get to people that are, you know, everybody wants to go and get advice from Bill Gates. If he was in the room, I don't know what I would ask him, because there's no actionable advice I could ask him for how to build my business in the next step.
And I guess I'll have a corollary. I think what you're saying, or contrary to that, I think what you're saying is a really easy, good hack for people. It's great. Yeah. My sort of opinion of that is that I feel like, okay, so I'll take the Bill Gates example. I think there are actually things I would ask Bill Gates today that I can get advice on.
What would you ask him?
What I would ask him is actually how he thinks about technology evolving. And the reason is I think he's one of the smartest human beings on the planet around that. Not executing even really, but how he thinks about things evolving. Because I believe him and his company in their heyday thought of things a different way, which led them to have domination in that sort of PC era. And I'd want to learn how he thinks about that. I don't mean how he did it, but more like, hey, we're in today's world, mobile sitting here. If you know, one way I hack it is if you started Microsoft today in a world with mobile, how would you think about it? And that would actually give me advice on how to think about things the way he does. So I do get value from learning how someone else thinks about a problem.
Yeah, but it's a slippery slope. You need to be really aware of what you're asking, what you truly want to get to.
Yeah.
Because I think most people, if they ask that question, they would just want to hear what they should think about something versus observing how he thinks, what his, like...
Yeah, fair point.
Right? So, and then it's like, Bill Gates says mobile is going to be X, so that's what we should be doing,
that's
right?
That's a good point.
Versus... Huh, this is the thought process he applies.
Yeah.
That's interesting. How, if I applied that thought process to something, what would I come out with? Right?
Yeah.
So
it's my own bias, right? Yeah. I'm biased towards learning someone else's framework.
Yeah.
If I know their framework, I know everything. That's what I believe, or their frameworks.
But that's an awesome advice on advice in the sense that you can ask almost anything if what you're trying to learn is what's the model this person uses to understand the world and make decisions, or what's the framework versus what's the content they give
you. Yeah, so that's another tactic.
Yeah.
So I think you gave one tactic.
Yeah.
I gave another one, which is focus on the framework, not on the deliberate like things they did or what they think. It's really just the framework you're trying to get out of them.
Right.
How do they think about the world?
Here's another thing to not do when you are seeking advice is, and we'll see, we have another few minutes that we can spend on like the not to do's, and then we'll spend time on the things you should do. But another thing that you shouldn't do when you ask for advice is spending too much time on telling me your whole life story. Like, too many people, when they seek advice, you need to give a little bit of context, but too many people want to tell you everything about their business, everything that has happened in the last 3 years, so you know everything they know, and A, I don't have time for that, and B, also, most people who are, who a lot of people want advice from, one reason why they, you know, one reason why people want to hear their thoughts on things is because... Because people have a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge. And when you have a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge in an area, you can compute a lot of information with much less data because you see patterns, right?
Yep.
And maybe I won't give you the perfect advice I could give if I had all my life to just dedicate to your problem.
Yeah.
But just give me two sentences and then let's launch into your question. And we were seeing this at a conference that we went to the other day where people would ask for advice and they would keep talking, and then the speaker at some point had to interrupt them and go, what's the question?
Yeah.
Right? Let's just launch right into the question and we'll come up with everything we need to know. So don't waste too much time explaining everything and just go right into the heart of it so you can discuss, you can accomplish something about the thing you want to know more versus educating somebody on your business in detail.
Yeah, I think it's the onus there is on the advice giver too.
Yeah.
Like, what questions do you ask somebody when they ask for advice? So if someone asks, you know, me for advice on like, should I raise money or not? Or should I hire a salesperson or not right now? I have like 20 questions I want to ask them to help them think about how to make that decision. So I think I agree with you about the life stories, but it's also, that's why it's a two-way street. It's like if someone goes into their life story, then you redirect them and you help them understand like what kind of questions are actually important and what kind of information is important for you to know. And that's actually part of helping them think about their problem in my mind.
That's another really good one. So I think advice should always just be somebody helping you think through something in hopefully a more useful way or more practical way, helping you get to your decision and not tell you what to do. That's not advice.
No, right? That's not advice.
That's not it. When you go to somebody and you're like, just tell me what to do, and the person's like, all right, you should do X, Y, and Z, and you go and do it, that's not advice.
That's not advice. That's you outsourcing your brain and your thinking to somebody else. Yes. That's not the point of advice.
Yep. The point of it, and this is how you, in my mind, know that somebody's giving useful advice is when they show you different frameworks, different way of thinking, challenging you to go deeper in your own thinking and help you create clarity in what you want to do versus when they prescribe solutions and they say, oh, this is the way you should do things.
Yeah.
Like that's to me, that's
bad
scary.
Advice.
Bad advice. Yeah. Bad advice when somebody thinks they, after a 10-minute conversation, they can tell you exactly what to do. And when you think you should do it, it's scary on both ends.
Yeah. So I want to give another useful thing. I don't know if we're ever going to get to good advice because we've already probably mixed in good advice and bad advice. We still have some time left.
Yeah.
So the one thing I wanted to get into is like I think one way I think about giving advice is really about unblocking. Mm. So someone might say, hey, I'm trying to decide or whether I should do this or not do it. For me, that's like, okay, well, where are you blocked? What's blocking you from making that decision? I never say it directly like that, but like I think it's actually something that I personally found to be valuable, not just with like advice and when I'm giving someone advice, but also or getting it even. But like I look at anybody in my companies on my team, and I just think about, are they blocked or not? Mm-hmm. Even without knowing what they're working on, like I usually know what they're working on, but like I'm like, are they blocked? And I tend to have some like Yoda-like sense of they're blocked, and I'm like, oh crap, they're blocked, and then I just go attack that. And I think I do the same when I give advice, which is like just recognizing where someone's blocked and just saying, okay, it seems to be like you're stuck on this, right? Here's how I would get unstuck on it. So this whole thing about being blocked, I think us as human beings, we get blocked a lot, and that's actually why we seek advice.
Yeah. A lot of times also, I think that many times what we really need is a way to feel good about the decision we want to make or have already made.
Yeah.
More so than rational strategies, tactics, or information that we're lacking to be able to know what to do. A lot of times people that are asking for advice, or even ourselves, it's not like I'm beyond that. A lot of times when I ask advice, I've already made a decision. I just don't have the emotional strength to follow through on that decision.
Yeah.
Because of fear, because of doubt, because of whatever. So what I'm really doing is
You're looking for validation.
Yeah, I'm looking for validation so it can put me in an emotional state to execute on my conviction.
That's true.
Right? So that's why, a lot of times people will ask for advice, or when we feel like we need advice, we already know what to do. We just need somebody to help us get to a place in our emotional household that allows us to follow through on it.
So what advice would you give someone who is in that place and seeking advice from other people? Like, what would you tell them? Like, let's say you know someone's in that place where they already decided.
Yeah.
But like, they keep talking to you about it.
Well, what I do is very similar to what you described in terms of I will identify the block as being fear, right, or doubt.
Mm.
And then everything I'll talk about is what's the worst that could happen, making the consequences of that decision being a bad one real, and then basically taking the power away from it. And also encouraging, just emotionally encouraging that person to step into action much faster, because you can't be active and in doubt at the same time. You can't be active and fearful at the same time. So the moment somebody steps into action, a lot of this energy that goes into different directions in our body just goes away.
Right? It just goes towards the action. Oh, I know what to do now. I'm going to do that.
Now it has direction, right? Now you can take all that energy, that nervous energy, and focus it into something productive, and just leaves your body and enters the real world. So then it becomes much more about like, okay, why does this thing not need to be such a big fear-inducing thing for your life? And then how can we snap you into action as quickly as possible?
Yeah, I really like that. I think it is related to unblocking, but it's also related to something I think that is often not talked about. I'd love to spend the last time talking about this a little bit before our tips.
Yeah.
And this thing that I've seen you do, and it's like, and I believe we're doing the same thing because I try to do that, which is like, we're trying to, and correct me if I'm wrong or if you think of it differently, but we're trying to just help that person be a better person, a better version of themselves. How do you feel about that?
I've never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
But I think it rings true to my intent is to help.
Yeah.
And that's all. Like, how can this interaction make a positive difference, a real difference in the sense that things will happen?
Yeah.
We won't just chat, but things will actually happen. And yeah, I mean, anything and everything we do, we can break it down to seeking being a better version of ourselves, right? Trying to live a more fulfilled life, a happier life, more successful, whatever it is. We just want to be more of who we think we can be. So I think it definitely fits kind of the intent that I have.
Yeah, and I think that goes to the, if you're the one asking for advice, understanding what someone else's intent could be.
Yeah.
With you, you know, because everyone's got motives, right? And so I think that's something a little difficult to do when you seek advice, unless you have a relationship with the person already. So that's why I find it helpful to ask people how they would think about a problem I have. And if I don't know what their intent tends to be.
How do you think about caring? Like, what role does truly caring about the other person make in giving effective advice? Or like, just in general, like, how, for the person that gives advice, like you said, what's the intention, right?
Yeah.
So if I say I want to be helpful, why do I want to be helpful? And how much do I care about the person that I'm trying to be helpful to?
Yeah, this is probably a whole nother topic in a way, but like the thing that came to mind immediately when you said that, because I know you described how you think about it, is one of the things I noticed about the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's not from here and they move here, there's this hazing period they go through. And it's probably 6 months to a year where everybody helps them because that's just how it is around here. Like it just is like that. You will, one out of three meetings you have, they'll be very helpful to you, if not every meeting, right? And it's not even a meeting. It's just interactions, right?
Yeah.
And then by the time you're out of that phase, 6-12 months, you're helping everybody. You're like, yeah, shit, I got help. So like, let me help you. So I think I think in certain areas or certain ways to think about it is just like, I was helped. So I need to help. So it's a pay it forward type of thing if you want to look at it like that.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the most powerful thing.
Hmm.
Right? Cause, and that goes actually back to, and I'll bring it all the way back to the beginning when you said, get advice from people a little bit ahead of you and give advice to people a little bit behind you, so to speak, in the timeline of their business, let's say, because this is a business podcast. We should talk about business, right? Yeah. Not life. and so I think it's super related, which is like, if I was just helped in these scenarios or I just accomplished this, I obviously got help from somebody.
Yeah.
Like it just happened, right? Advice, your team, whatever. Yeah. So it's easier for you to give that kind of advice. So I'd say that's the way I think about intent and things like that is like the most powerful thing I've seen is watching people have that evolution even. They're not very helpful in the beginning, but then they got helped. Now they want to help everybody.
All right. For some reason, I just thought of the most random thing. It doesn't fit into this theme nicely. How are we doing on
We got to get into tips soon.
Let's do that. Let's do that then. I'll share my random story at a future podcast.
Yeah, great. Keep the mystery alive, right?
Yes.
All right. You want to go on your tip first?
Let's do that. Let me.
All right. Go ahead.
First. So here's a simple tip on advice. So, you know, at the end of every, just like at the end of this podcast, at the end of every interaction, if you are seeking advice, ask yourself, what's the one thing I can translate into action after the interaction with the person that's giving me advice ends? So don't just take that information, go back and share it with all your team so they now can think about things and everybody's distracted for the rest of the day. But just come, turn around after the meeting and go, all right, so I heard all these amazing things from this person. What's the one thing I'm going to do today? What's one thing I can put into action immediately?
So to have a takeaway.
Yeah.
I think mine would be, and I'm poor at this, but like in a meeting, have at least that one intent right when you get into the meeting. So have an intent of what you actually want to figure out. And that's related to your takeaway, probably at least some high level thing. And the takeaway hopefully is an action that's more specific along the lines of that intent.
Awesome. All right. That's the official time. The official timer. We have a pretty high production value. It's like an iPhone and some old microphone. And the iPhone just said that the podcast is over, guys. This was a lot of fun. So see you next week. Bye-bye.
Did you pick one of the two action items from Stelly and Heaton already? Do that now and snap into action. It's time to grow your business.